Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust. Medications for chronic respiratory disease. Your doctor will decide with you which medications to use depending on how severe your chronic respiratory disease is, how it affects your everyday life, and any side effects you may have experienced. Main groups of medicines: inhalers, relievers, protectors, combinations, tablets or capsules, theophylline, uniphylline, phylacontin, sputum capsules, carbocysteine, mucadine, steroids, prednisolone, bone medication, calcium and alendronate. Inhalers. You can take your inhalers in different ways. Dry powder inhalers. Suck in as hard as you can. Metered dose inhalers. Use a slow, deep breath in. They produce a puff of medication like an aerosol, and they can be used with a spacer. Or nebulizers. Your inhaler will only help you if you use it correctly. Reliever inhaler. Salbutamol, Ventolin, Salomol or Aerolin. Terbutaline, Bricanyl. What do reliever inhalers do? They are short acting, 4 to 6 hours. They work quickly to help relieve breathlessness. They open up, widen your airways by relaxing the muscles in your lungs. They help with shortness of breath, wheeze and or cough. Use 2 puffs up to 4 times a day as needed. Possible side effects: shaking, palpitations or muscle cramps. If you experience these, discuss it with your GP. Preventer inhalers. Tiotropium, Braltis, Spreva hand inhaler, Respimat. Glycopyronium, Seabury breeze haler, Aclidinium, Eclira genuere, and Umaclidinium, Incruse ellipta. What do protector inhalers do? They help to open up and widen the airways. They must be used daily to get the most benefit. Helps to keep airways open and help to control symptoms, reducing breathlessness. Not effective for quick relief of breathlessness. Possible side effects: dry mouth. Remember, do not stop taking this inhaler even if you feel well. Steroid and preventer combination inhalers. Symbicort turbo inhaler, formoterol and budesonide. Seretide Accuhaler, salmeterol and fluticasone. Foster MDI or Nexhaler, formoterol and budesonide. Relvar Ellipta, velanterol and fluticasone. Duoresp Spidermax, formoterol and budesonide. Triple combination: Trimbo, formoterol, beclometasone, glycopyronium. For moderate severe COPD, only who are not adequately treated with a steroid and preventer inhaler. Combination of inhaled corticosteroid and 2 long-acting bronchocodilators, which reduce inflammation and keep the airways open by various mechanisms. Used as a preventative inhaler. Do not stop taking even when well. Rinse your mouth after using it and can be used with a spacer device. Spacer. What is a spacer? These attach to some inhalers to help you breathe in the drug more effectively. Spacers are large, empty devices or tubes, usually made out of plastic, to help you get the most out of your inhalers. If you struggle with your inhalers, a spacer device may make it easier for you to get the right amount of medicine. How to clean your spacer? Remove the inhaler, then clean regularly with water and washing up liquid. Rinse thoroughly and leave to dry naturally. Nebulizers. This is not a first choice for long-term treatment. These devices turn the medicine into a mist so that you can breathe it in. Most people don't need such a big dose and can get as much benefit from normal inhalers as long as they use them correctly. High doses can lead to more side effects, can be overused, delaying medical attention. Always use the inhaled route first, but it can be used if COPD is severe, when it is not possible to activate inhaler devices, or when low doses from inhalers are not effective. Theophylline, breathing tablets, Unifilin and Filoconten. These help to keep the airways open. Try to stick to the same brand. Slow-release tablets to be taken as prescribed. Possible side effects: nausea, shakiness, palpitations, or indigestion. Please let your GP know if your smoking status changes when taking these tablets. Sputum capsules, carbocysteine or mucadine. Reduces mucus thickness and stickiness within the lungs. Mucus becomes more watery, which makes it easier to cough up. Not suitable for everyone, only if you have a chronic, productive cough. Steroids. Prednisolone. What do they do? They treat flare-ups. A small number of people may be on a low dose long-term. They reduce swelling and inflammation in your airways. Take in the morning after food. Possible side effects: osteoporosis, brittle bones, weight gain, diabetes, skin thinning and bruising. Bone protection. Alendronate, Fosamax, Risedronate, Actinel, calcium and vitamin D tablets, Calcius, Calcitu, D3 Forte and Adcal. Who are they for? Anyone on steroid tablets for more than 3 months. Anyone needing lots of short course steroid treatment. Or if your GP thinks you're high risk of having brittle bones. Possible side effects: indigestion. Rescue packs. A supply of standby medications to start if your COPD gets worse before you are able to see your GP. Keep at home and to be used if you have symptoms of a chest infection. Always phone your GP practice if you have started the treatment. And always make sure your rescue pack is replenished. Take home message. Your inhaler will only help if you use it correctly. Always take your inhalers and medication as prescribed by your GP. Inhalers and medications are not the only treatment for respiratory disease. The best and most cost-effective treatments are giving up smoking, annual flu injection, a pneumonia injection, and pulmonary rehabilitation. Seek this from the Breathe team. For further information about anything on this CD, go to www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.